Hello again, Parson County, and thank you for listening to this edition of Turn the Page, where we talk about books and reading and all things literary. And as always, a special thanks to the wonderful folks who sponsor the show, Reagan & Son Heating & Air, Truth Books & Gifts, and Donovan Insurance. I hope you all had a happy Halloween and are enjoying the beautiful fall colors all around us. The leaves are especially vivid this year. I just finished listening to an audiobook that tells a vivid, horrifying story about immigration. It is also a beautiful story, though, about a mother and the lengths she goes to in order to protect her child. Janine Cummins broke my heart with American Dirt. I know I'm going to butcher this name, but Yareli Arizmendi does an outstanding job narrating and bringing to life Lydia, Luca, and their fellow immigrants and the horrors they face on their way to the United States. Lydia owns a bookstore in Acapulco. Her husband is a journalist. They have a young son and they enjoy their lives until hired cartel killers show up at a birthday party and slaughter almost the entire family. Lydia and Luca hide out in a bathroom shower stall, and when the thugs leave, Lydia immediately starts working to get her son and herself out of Mexico. This is a story that, regardless of politics, should bring home the human aspect of migration. I cannot imagine living under conditions that are so awful that I'd be willing to leave my home and everything I have behind, and endure a long, dangerous journey in order to get to a safer place. I cannot imagine being a parent who cares only about getting her child to safety and will travel by any means possible, including jumping on top of trains from overpasses and walking endless hours through unfamiliar territory in hopes of finding a safe place for that child to grow up. I've personally known people who came to America from Mexico and Honduras for these reasons, and I have so much respect for them. A young man from Mexico who worked for my husband for years happened to be in our house when the awful news of September 11, 2001 burst onto the TV screen. Izzy cried along with us as we watched the towers fall over and over. It's so easy to judge people, period. It's really easy to judge those who don't look and speak like us. And now I know there are bad characters who come across the border, but I believe the majority of those who do everything they can to get to America just for a better life. Izzy, for instance, lived very simply in order to send money back to his family and save up to build a nice home for them in Mexico. He obeyed our laws, and he went to the local community college to study English as a second language. After working hard all day for my husband, he was willing to help me on yard projects that my husband wasn't willing to help me with. Izzy went back to Mexico 10 or 12 years ago, and I still miss him. While he didn't suffer the trials and tribulations that are portrayed in American Dirt, Izzy did tell stories of danger and bad things happening to those trying to cross the border. And he suffered racism and bigotry from people in this country. I'll repeat that no matter our politics, we should all think of the human aspect of immigration. I'm a Christian. I don't profess to be the best or most devout by any means, but I do believe Jesus would want us to forget about politics and focus on just taking care of each other, regardless of race, creed, color, nationality, gender, or political party. Listening to this book made me think many times, there but by the grace of God go I. I'm so fortunate and blessed to have been born in the United States. I didn't have a lot growing up, but I felt safe in my home and was never hungry. My parents did not have to make the awful decision to leave our home in search of a better, safer place to live. The blessing of being an American should bring with it the responsibility to help others who are not as fortunate or blessed. This book is well worth reading to remind us how blessed we are and the responsibilities that do come with that. As always, thank you for listening and happy reading.